Boomer in the Morning is brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. They're all things basement-y. Does your home have that musty, moldy, damp smell? It could be your basement or crawl space capturing moisture. To learn more and schedule your free quote, text NASTY to 393939. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We jump to the year 2000, released on November 28th of that year, Big Shiny Tunes 5, we'll enjoy some early 2000s as we bounce around. We'll hear from the Bloodhound Gang, Wheatus, and Everclear.
Wow.
Later on this hour, we'll get into Clean It Up as well. Catfish dude from Pittsburgh, who was charged by police, he has broken his silence. We'll hear from Johnny Catfish.
Is that his one phone call he used from jail?
I think so, yeah.
Called into the National.
Very clear, yeah. Very clean audio on it. But right now, what do we got for you? We've been very happy to work in conjunction with Cowboys. Cowboys Casino, Cowboys Dance Hall, they have a special announcement to make this morning. It is coming up July 10th at the Cowboys Tent. Tickets go on sale on Monday, but we can tell you right now that on the 10th of July, they are going to be putting on an event called Back to the Beach featuring the Beach Boys. Yes, sir. The Beach Boys are going to be live at the tent. And I would suggest that's going to have a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Just kind of one of those things. Even if you're not a huge Beach Boy fan, maybe your parents were. You get in there, you have a few wobblies, and the next thing you know, it's a great night.
It's hot. It's summer. Yeah.
Back to the Beach featuring the Beach Boys. Again, tickets go on sale. On the website is myshowpass.com is where you can get those. I'm sure if you go through the Cowboys website, they'll also take you there. But that's coming up July 10th. And here's what we're going to do for you right now. We have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets.
Beach box office.
Yeah. What kind of coupe did the Beach Boys sing about? They had a song about a certain coupe. A car? A coupe? Not coupe, Jay.
On this show, be fair to...
960-960, need your name, need your answer. What kind of coupe did they sing about? We'll take a correct answer and we'll hook you up with tickets to go and check out the Beach Boys. Back to the Beach featuring the Beach Boys July 10th, all part of Stampede. We'll do Clean It Up, as I mentioned, a little bit later on. And there was something else I wanted to get to you. But you know what? Why waste time when we can welcome our next guest to the program on the South Street Burger Hotline? He is Carl Alsner of the Washington Capitals. Hello, Carl. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? It's been a while.
It's been a while. Now, I understand that there was some concern about your phone coverage because you're going to be on a train. Where are you and what's happening?
I'm just on the train to New York City from D.C. right now. Just going for a quick day trip. Got a tattoo appointment that I've been trying to get to for a while and finally made it happen.
It's important. Yeah. What are you getting... What are you getting done? Like an anchor or a heart with a girl's name on it?
No, I've got a landscape tattoo that I've been kind of working on for the last year, and I'm just finally getting that finished by this guy here, and he's pretty legit. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fun to see it all come together.
Yeah. I want to ask you, obviously, about your season, and it... You feel bad bringing this up because it's another one of those years, and I'm sure you don't need to hear any more about it, but Another season that ends before round number three. Was there similarities to years past? Was this year different? Is it more painful this time to bow out in round number two? How would you best describe the emotions and the feel coming out of this year's obviously too short of a season? Yeah. Kind of heard the phone start to...
The speed wobbles there.
You know what? Him and his bloody tattoos, right?
Well, at least he's not getting the heart with mum in the middle.
Yeah.
M-O-M. M-U-M, if you really want to go old school.
He clearly didn't want to answer that question. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that it, really? We got to try at least once.
We got to try again, for sure.
Maybe give it a couple minutes if they're through that tunnel.
If you're ever in that part of the world, that train ride, the Amtrak, is awesome.
Have not done it.
It's great.
This is what that corridor from New York, and you got
you go
Washington,
Philly,
Baltimore, Philly, and all those big cities along the way.
Great way to travel.
There you go.
They got the Oh, we got him. All right.
There he is.
I was just saying that the train is a great way to go. How long is the ride from D.C. to New York?
It's about 2 hours and 45 minutes. There's a couple different trains you can take. The one that I'm on is it's only got like 5 stops in between D.C. and New York, so it's quick. And then if these ones aren't available, there's another one that's got like, I don't know, 10 or 12 stops, maybe takes 3.5 hours. So yeah. Either way, it's not too bad. I got there 10 minutes before the train took off, and we left right away right on time. So I like that a lot more than the airport.
It is great. Okay, I was asking you, obviously, about the disappointment of the season. Anything different this year? Was it more painful, or what did you see as far as this year's ouster as opposed to years past? Oh, my God.
Don't tell me I'm losing.
You're a little, it's a little garbly, but keep going. I'll stay out of your way. Go ahead.
Cut me out of anymore. I was saying that this one was definitely harder than the ones in the past. I think realistically, this was our best chance that we've had, best team we've had, best kind of situation we've had. Pittsburgh had a ton of injuries too. We were coming into the series feeling really with the fact that we still couldn't find a way to get out of that, especially taking it to game 7 too. It was frustrating, and yeah, it didn't feel good, didn't feel right. And we all understand that the team's probably going to look a fair bit different next year too. So it was a tough one to handle.
I kind of agree with you. I felt like this was the year that you guys were going to be the team to beat, like you'd kind of had it figured out. Tell me about Barry Trotz and what, because again, it's not his first year, it's year number two. It just felt like you guys were ready to take that step. What is it that Trotz has done or maybe still needs to be done to get you guys prepared or to get you past this hurdle?
Good question. I think if we knew that answer, we would have done it. We would have been able to get past that. I don't think we really know what the problem is. We feel like the team was ready, was prepared, on the ice, off the ice, mentally. We were in a great spot, and just still found a way to not get the job done. I don't know. Obviously Pittsburgh's a great team, but I, in a way, think that we kind of didn't quite do exactly what we needed to do. You know, everyone always talks about this, you know, playing a playoff style of hockey. And, you know, that's true in a sense, but at the same time, you still have to play the same way you played during the regular season where you had your success. And we got away from that, especially in the first two games of that series, and it ended up biting us a little bit. So we changed too much. We got too tight. We didn't play the free wheel game that our team is known for and the reason why we have that success. So yeah, it was a mistake on our part to get away from our game.
You're a free agent July 1st. Is this something you're excited about? Do you get nervous thinking about July 1? I guess a lot of guys approach it differently.
Yeah. I'm a little bit nervous about it just because there's a chance that we might have to go to a new team, which is weird because, you know, it's nice to be in the same spot for your whole career, and it's nice that we haven't had to had to have any sort of move, or, you know, I feel really comfortable in D.C. So it's a little strange to think that it might be somewhere else next year. But at the same time, it was a little bit of excitement to maybe look around the league and have options. But, you know, that's what everybody dreams about is, you know, having teams come after them. And until the first, I won't know if that's the case, if there'll be teams that are looking to sign me or me trying to find a team. So that's the part that's also a little bit strange. But yeah, I guess we'll see when it comes. I really do expect.
Yeah. Now, have you kind of resigned yourself to the fact that you're going to be leaving Washington?
Not quite. You know, to be honest, I was pretty certain, you know, up until I guess the end of the season, I was like, yeah, for sure, we're going to find a way to make this work in D.C. And then, you know, with the way the season ended, don't really know exactly what the team's direction is going to be, if we're going to try and keep everybody together. So, just over the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been thinking about a little bit more that there's a chance that I might not be back. And I don't know. I like to still think that it's possible, but they got to figure out a few other things with a couple guys. You know, obviously Kuznetsov's a huge signing. I think Oshie, I don't think he's the type of guy you want to let go if possible. So there's two for sure in front of me. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes down.
Because Carl Alsner is our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. One of the things I think players look for on July 1, or at least heading into, is an opportunity to win. And it's hard to think that there's a spot that would be ahead of Washington potentially. What else would you be looking for if it comes down to it that you have to move on? What are the things you would be searching for in a potential destination?
Yeah, there's really only two things on my list, and that's to win, obviously, but to be in a place where it's a good spot for families. And that's, if I look at it, hopefully I get a long-term contract, and you know, maybe there's something else after the deal is done, if I'm, you know, still healthy and can skate out there and keep up with all the young guys. But it could be a place that I end up living. You know, by the time I'm done playing, kids are going to be around seven, eight years old, and I start making friends there, and you don't really want to move your kids away from friends. So that's kind of something that I've been thinking about too, is it being a place, if it's not Washington, somewhere that I really enjoy living and could see myself retiring there and spending maybe the rest of our lives there.
Where are you at personally with your game? Are you happy with the season you had? Have you got better years ahead of you? Or do you feel like where are you at as compared to your best?
I think I'm kind of where I'm going to be. Obviously, you like to get better and better every year. I think, you know, it was funny because this year I didn't have the most points I've had before, which is one of the stats everybody looks at first. But I by far had more scoring chances this year than I ever had in my life, and not just scoring chances, but grade A scoring chances. If I could find a way to put the puck in the back of the net, I would have had, you know, 5, 6, 7 goals maybe, and that would have been a little bit different. But yeah, I feel good about it. I feel like I still have my defensive game still there. I still feel like I'm playing good against top lines and top players. So I like where it's at. Be interesting to see. You know, what kind of, like we've been talking about, if it's not Washington, what kind of system you'd be a part of if you're on a different team? Play the, you know, big key into how my game would evolve, or, you know, what my role would be. So I still think that there's, you know, maybe potential for some more upside, but I like where my game is. I'm confident in my game, and hopefully other teams are.
Carl Alsner, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. One guy that takes it right in the crosshairs every time things don't go well for the Capitals is Alexander Ovechkin. Did you see anything different out of him this year during the playoffs? And is the criticism fair? He takes a lot of it. How much of it is deserved?
Well, I mean, it's tough when you're the captain and the focus on a team. That comes with the role. And when you're going up against a player that everybody considers to be the best player in the league, and they're
comparing you directly to him, that's going to make it even tougher. So I think he gets it. He understands that it's always going to come down on him either way. And I think he's fine with it. So I don't think that's a big deal. But yeah, I mean, score 10 goals in the second round and single-handedly win it for us. It was the nice thing about hockey is everybody's got to be on to win. So yeah, I mean, he takes the brunt of it, but it's on the team in the end.
We'll let you go. Thanks for doing this. And actually, the cut out here and there, but it wasn't that bad. I would like to talk to you. Are you planning on coming to Calgary before July 1st hits? Are you headed back here at any point?
Not yet. I mean, unless there's something comes up, we're going to just be staying put for now, and we don't really want to be moving around too much, just in case we have to make a move at some point. So we're just going to take it easy and hang out in DC for the next 4 or 5 weeks, whatever it is.
Sure. Well, I mean, we're always looking for a co-host. We'll buy breakfast and take care of you that way. But we will talk again before July 1, all right, when you got more time. Good luck with that ink, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for your time, buddy.
All right, cool. Thanks for having me. Talk to you later.
You bet. There's Carl Alsner.
Interesting guy. It's kind of what the Flames need.
Is he?
I don't know if it's a perfect fit, but he played 19-plus minutes. He did get more pucks than he has in the prior couple of years. And after the top three in Calgary, it's Cliff. I mean, you've got Gio Brody, Hamilton, clearly three very good defensemen, but after that, who can you count on?
People will be able to read into that conversation, right? Well, we're looking for a place to win, but also a place where we can settle down and play some roots and have the family and all of this.
Yeah, actually, I thought the tone out of the gate was there was a lot of confidence that, you know, you could still end up in Washington where... if you try to crunch the numbers, that's tough if you're going to even keep one of those UFAs given the Burakovsky and Kuznetsov raises that are going to have to be handed out.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Again, would he be a pretty good four? I think in the National Hockey League, if you have Carl Alsner as a number four, you're doing all right. Would it fit here? What kind of money is he going to be looking for? How much will he truly get? We'll continue the conversation next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning is brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. They're all things basement-y. Rain is coming. Will your home sump pump be ready? To learn more about sump pump products, installations, and servicing, text PUMP to 393939. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sweat, baby, sweat, baby. Sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, and I'll bet you nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two and touch. You want it rough, you're out of bounds. I want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House hash browns. Coming quicker than FedEx, never reaching apex, just like Google Calls. Now you are
back to 2000 big shiny tunes. This what the Bloodhound Gang, right?
Now, this was a jam when it came out. I can't believe they're saying this.
Put your hands down my pants.
And this is the radio edit.
And I bet you'll feel nuts.
Nuts.
We had a conversation with Carl Alsner. He's an unrestricted free agent coming off a four-year deal that paid him $2.8 million per season. The text line. Well, for starters, we talked at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. The Beach Boys are coming to Calgary. They're going to be at Cowboys in the Tent.
Wow.
All a part of Stampede. It is the Back to the Beach featuring the Beach Boys. Darren Lynn has picked up a pair of tickets.
Oh, boy, D.
The question, you know, what kind of a coupe did the Beach Boys sing about? It's, of course, a Little Deuce coupe. So there you go.
Even I know that one. I'm not a Cardinal.
There you go, yeah. People on the text line, the fan feedback line, are curious.
As to,
now, and I'll admit, for again, little inside, you're not feeling well.
Me?
You have, there's something wrong with your head. You have a sinus infection or something.
I get like 3 or 4 a year. It's to the point where I think my next call to the doc's going to be, I'm booking a week off. We're doing surgery.
So what would you operate?
Basically,
like what do you think's in there?
The sinus is like a sort of like honeycomb. It's like little areas and pockets. They're just going to blow through all those so it's open and it doesn't get infected anymore because it's too much.
Is that how it works?
It's very, very dumbing it down. Yeah. That's the conversation I've had a few times with the doc.
The point being that maybe you are not thinking clearly because of this, and people are very surprised that you would back a Flames signing of Carl Alsner.
I didn't say go sign him. I just am curious about the fit here, and knowing the way that some of the guys they've signed here, I think the Flames would be interested in him. I don't think he's an absolute, okay, us against Nashville, who's got a better top four if you had Carl Alsner. I don't think that's the case. I would take him, but I if you could out-recruit him and get him, if you know what I mean, make him the five and get someone else to be the four, I'd be thrilled.
Feedback from the text line. For starters, sign him. I'm a Caps fan, missed like 20 games this year. He's very underrated. On the other side, oh man, have you looked at this guy's possession numbers? He's Troy Brower 2.0, and you want to sign him? Get with the analytic community. You sound uninformed. Not a chance. He makes everyone he plays with worse. He's a possession anchor. Not to mention he'll be way overpaid. No to Carl.
He hasn't always been that, but this last year was by far his worst by the possession measures.
Pinder can't be on board with Carl coming to Calgary, right? The contract will be something we'll hate very quickly.
Well, we don't know what the contract is. And when we asked him, or you asked him, what sort of things are you looking for when you sign? He didn't mention money. Now, I understand it's going to be a factor, but he said two things. Can we win? And is it a good place to raise a family?
Mm-hmm. Knowing Carl a little bit, he's a different guy in that some guys are going to be all about the money. He doesn't strike me as that. He could have made more money to this point.
Right.
Remember, former first-round pick, when he came out of his entry level, he signed a two-year deal worth $1.285. Could have gotten more there. And then signed the four-year extension, $2.8 per season. Could have gotten more there. But was just happy with his scenario, was happy to stay, took what made sense, and made the best of it. Now, again, I don't know if he makes a good Flame. I don't know. Like, he's young, right? He's
28.
If this was a few years ago, we'd be talking about how Carl Alsner would be one of the youngest guys to ever hit unrestricted free agency. Remember when Bomeister went UFA, and I think he was like 28 years old? Not to dig up old graves on you, but he's still young. I don't know that his feet are that bad. I don't know what he makes. I don't know what the open market will command.
Yeah, and I think when we talk about adding a player, it's always contingent upon, you know, not being hamstrung by the deal. You wouldn't want to use a ton of your cap space on this player in particular. There's other areas you need to address. You need two goalies. A lot of people have coveted a top line right winger.
Mm-hmm.
Money's got to make sense. And I think if you look back to July 1 for this club last year, that's where Troy Brower doesn't work. The money did not make sense. And they can't be doing that every year. It'll just kill you.
Would love to have Carl Alsner on our defense. Tell these guys to fire their phone out the window, boom. I don't know how, like, ordinarily, you know, oh, you like him, you just want him. Here's the thing. I do like him. He's kind of a buddy of mine. I'd only want him here if it's going to work. I would hate for him to come here and it's like, yeah, well, the family's good and he's got the house and it become Brower 2.0.
Yeah, or Bomeister 2.0 even. And here's the thing. Jay wasn't awful here. He just didn't put up points here.
I don't think you'd have to pay. And that was the other thing. He was commanding a huge salary. And yes, he was, you know,
deserved it.
Premier guy. Stick with Stone. He has much more upside. See, I don't agree with that one.
No, I think no. Stone had a nice couple of weeks out of the gate with TJ Brody, and after that, I didn't think it was great at all. I don't know what Stone does well, if you know what I mean.
And see, that's the other thing. Like, already Stone was making more than Alsner was.
Was it $4 million on a one-year deal? Yeah.
And now, granted, it depends when you sign the deal and all of that, but $2.8 million.
I don't know that. I would suggest you're definitely not going to get Carl at $2.8. And here's the thing. If it was really easy to go out and find a four and not pay them a bunch of money, perfect.
Mm.
I don't think it is. I think this is going to be one of the tougher finds. I think it'll be tougher to find a number four defenseman for this team than it will a number one goalie. Because there's lots of goalies. There's only so many jobs. I don't feel that way about defensemen that can play second pairing minutes. I feel like there's not enough of them, and there's tons of openings around the league.
Yeah.
So these are where you're going to have to overpay to get guys, I think.
it feels like there's a it feels like there's a lot of anti-Alsner for whatever reason. I don't know if that's the stink of the Capitals and their failure to move on.
I think it's one thing.
It feels like there's
his possession numbers aren't good.
I feel like there's a lot of people going to a website looking at possession numbers and saying the guy's no good.
Or they're saying he might be good at things, but if he's going to be underwater or outshot on the ice whenever he steps on, that's not going to help. And some people don't believe that. Other people do believe that. It's a philosophical discussion.
Stone as a 5-6 for $2 million is fine. You're not getting him for $2 million.
I would doubt it.
He made $4 million.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like we just talked about, a lot of teams are going to want someone to play second pairing that will outbid you for him, I would think. And I feel the same way about Alsner. If it's lower money and he's third pairing, awesome. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think someone will covet him enough to pay him like he's a four.
And the only reason I bring up his past is because, and if you missed it, we'll have clips. And the one thing he brought up truly was the two things. He wanted to win when I asked him what was important to him. And a good place for his family. That it will be very easy for people to hear that and think, well, he's hinting about Calgary. And he may well be hinting about Calgary. I don't know.
We don't know if he thinks Calgary's ready to win, and we don't know if he thinks Calgary's a great place to raise a family. We can assume these things, though.
Right. It's weird that you might be able to argue that there's a bit of a hometown discount. Because I do believe if the money were similar, I do think Carl Alsner would have Calgary high in his list.
But how much would he walk away from to come here, I suppose, would be the question, right? Like, Buffalo needs D-man so desperately, right? There's some teams out there that are in a much worse spot than the Flames for D.
If he gets an offer of 3.25 and someone else is going to give him 4.75.
If he gets 5 times 5, that wouldn't be crazy. I mean, I don't know that it's money well spent, but it's July 1, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You've got to outbid 30 other GMs this July 1st to get a guy signed. That's going to take some ugly deals in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Bring up Rasmus Anderson. Use the cap for a winger and a goalie.
I don't know if Rasmus is ready.
Like, one guy's been in the league for years. The other guy's hardly touched the ice.
Everyone loves prospects. They haven't failed yet, Dean.
He's not a possession player because his forwards have the puck the majority of the time.
If the forwards have the puck the majority of the time, he would be a possession player. You don't know what possession is. Sorry. Good try, though.
See, I'm happy you're here because I can't have those arguments. I can't.
The whole idea is you want to outchance your opponent or outshoot them or outshot attempt them. The greatest correlation between future events and what you can look at in the past is shot differentials. So he's a negative on blocked and unblocked shot differentials. Relative to his teammates, he's worse in that department. Doesn't mean he's useless. I mean, mm-hmm. Chris Russell was those things too, and they're going to make a statue of him outside the building in Edmonton when they re-sign him to a 5x5. Please.
Chris Pronger's a UFA this offseason.
Is he?
I'm not sure he's looking to Calgary. Tell Alsner, talk to Robin Regier if he's thinking about going to Buffalo.
Did Robin play in?
Usually a quick phone call about that's a good idea.
Hello, it's Retro. Can't get to my phone, so leave a message, and I'll try to get back to you.
Hey, Rhett, it's your old pal Robin, right here. Just a quick question for you. I just got a call from Darcy Regier, no relation. He wants to know if I'd waive my no-trade clause to go to the L.A. Kings. So, you know, I figured I'd give you a ring because, you know, last time when I came to you for advice, you told me to waive it to move to Buffalo, Rhett. Friggin' Buffalo. It snows here like 10 goddamn months a year, you prick. Oh, yeah, you'll love it. Do it, Reg. Totally wave. Go to Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo. Hey, f*** you, man. So, yeah, forgive me if I don't call to ask you again for any more life-changing advice. I'm going to L.A. I don't care what you say. Go f*** yourself, Warner.
Wow. That heated up, didn't it?
So, Alsner, I mean, be ready for a little bit of that if you do phone Reg to find out about Buffalo.
By the way, I think Rhett's message, that might have been like the first durr-ish kind of thing.
Yeah, it goes back a long time, obviously. Yeah.
Beep.
If you could have Carl Alsner or Chris Russell, who would you have?
Can't get to my phone, so leave a message, and I'll try to get back to you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. He's a year younger than Russell. The stats are very similar in terms of the goals and assists. Neither are going to get you much offense. Neither very good on the possession metrics. I kind of feel like, what's the term, what's the money? Because they're similar by those
measures.
It'd
be similar, right? Because yeah. I was just looking. Russell went from a 2.6 to a 3.1?
On his deal?
On his deal.
3 years, 1 million, or 1 year. Three million, excuse me, backwards. And you know what? Maybe this is, we didn't think this was going to happen to Chris Russell last summer. Remember? It was like, my goodness, 5 times 5. We're sitting on July 1 and all these insiders are reporting these crazy offers Chris Russell's getting. And months later, it's a 1 year low money deal. Someone's going to be that Chris Russell of this offseason. So maybe that's Carl Alsner. Maybe it's somebody else.
744. Keep your thoughts coming in. Again, it's more just kind of banter than anything else.
They're spitballing.
Yeah. Would you entertain a Carl Alsner signing in Calgary? 744, as I mentioned, we'll come back with Clean It Up. We got the 3 stars, and of course, game number 2 between the Penguins and Preds goes tonight right here on The Fan, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning continues. For Doug Lacey's Basement Systems, they're all things basement-y. Cracks in your drywall could mean your home's foundation is sinking or is shifted. To learn more and schedule your free quote, text LIFT to 393939. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
This morning, 7:47, Wednesday. We'll get into the morning after 3 stars. We'll talk some Penguins and Predators. The catfish thrower has broken his silence. We'll hear from him coming up.
Hero.
We all need a hero. Jake Waddell, the catfish hurler. What else we got for you? We'll talk more about the Caps, I suppose. What were you saying about their draft picks?
Caps have traded all 3 of their first 3 picks this year. First, second, and third round all gone. And I believe, depending on the fallout of Shattenkirk, they're going to at least lose the second rounder for next year. And, of course, if they trade his rights or re-sign him, then it might be a different round. But, yeah, they're missing 4 of 6 picks in the next 2 years in the first 3 rounds. There's not a lot left. This might be the year to not have a first, that said. If you're going to be picking between 25 and 30, that's not going to be a great year, apparently.
Alsner will be badly overpaid by somebody. I'm hoping it's not us. I'd rather have Brendan Smith or Cody Franzen.
Franzen's a possession darling, and yet there's not this great clamoring in Buffalo to get him re-signed, and there was no buzz around him at the deadline, which I find curious. And again, these numbers aren't perfect, nor is, you know, the human eye's viewing of the sport. The truth's somewhere in the middle, so I don't know what the story is in Franzen. We thought he was going to get paid coming out of Toronto a few years ago. That didn't happen. Remember, he was traded to Nashville. They hardly used him.
Yeah.
He's had to settle for lower money, shorter term. And no one called at the deadline for him, apparently, because Buffalo wasn't going anywhere and they didn't trade him.
See, and that's where I fall off, right? Like, I mean, I get, if his numbers are great, fine. But he sure did not seem to have any kind of sustained impact in a positive way for that team.
Well, people just talked about how bad that D-Corps was. So
they were terrible.
Yeah. And when we asked Rob Ray who their second best defenseman was after Rasmus Ristolainen.
Jake McCabe.
Yeah. So if he's not better than Jake McCabe, you know, and that's Rob's eye.
Yeah, that's opinion.
Not necessarily, you know, carved into stone, but.
I just feel like there has to be at some point some exceptions to the hard and fast rule about possession numbers.
There's no rules. It just tells you what's happened on the ice.
But I guess what I'm saying is there's some people who look at it and say, well, this guy's definitively better. Look at the Cody Franzen better than Carl Alsner. And at some point, you have to do more than just look at these numbers.
And here's an example of where maybe there's a flaw in it. So if, let's say, for example, Carl allows more shots on, but they're from further out, they're from safer areas, there's a higher save percentage from those spots on the ice, that won't show up. Whereas, let's say, if Franzen has a boo-boo and it's a grade A in the slot, that's only one shot against, but it's killing his team more than five from the outside. They're not perfect, but they do tell you what happened. It doesn't tell you where or the quality of the chance, but I just think you have to look at all. You cannot ignore the stats, B, what your scouts are seeing. You need all. And that's what teams have. No team has said we're just numbers, and no team has said we're just scouts. Everyone's using a combination of analytics information as well as their own scouting reports.
Okay, we'll get into more on this. It's good. Fan feedback line, you're buzzing today. I like this. It's good. 9 away from 8. Right now, it's time to clean it.
Clean It Up, brought to you by Trail Appliances. Don't sweat this summer. Enjoy the cool comforts of a York air conditioner starting at $29.99. Visit Trail Appliances for full details.
Filter.
It's been quite a run.
Okay. God.
What? No, it's fine. I mean, trending now. Bumpers should definitely go right
after
traffic.
Hey, Jay, don't make a mistake. Boomer's perfect. Better live up to that.
Made a mistake.
I like it, boys. Can I go first? Because
yeah,
this is going to take a moment.
By all means, do it.
I'm sorry for all the Golden State Warriors fans out there. The NBA final will start tomorrow. Your team is cursed, and I'll explain why. Because Stephen A. Smith picked your team to win.
I gotta give Miami the edge, and probably seven games.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions.
I think Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich, and the San Antonio Spurs pull it off. I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs to win this series.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat. The 2013 NBA championship resides once again in Miami.
It is perfect timing for LeBron James, King James, to show that he's got some Jordan-esque skills.
San Antonio is back on top once again. The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions.
I'm going with the Cavs.
What? The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
I'm picking the Golden State Warriors to win these finals.
Were you paying attention there? Did you notice the trend?
I believe it's 0 for 6.
He, since 2011, has incorrectly picked which team would win the final. Not at the beginning of the year when there's like 30 teams in the mix. Before the final starts, when you know the two finalists. And he has picked the Golden State Warriors to win this year. Congratulations, Cleveland. Clean it up, Stephen A. Smith.
We don't have enough Stephen A. Smith audio. We don't have any, but... he is one of those guys, if you don't know who he is, ESPN, I think, right, in the U.S., and he is, like, the king of the hot take.
He is a hot take slingshot. He and Skip Bayless are, like, the greatest, loudest, most inaccurate, awful take sports guys.
And just starts screaming and hollering and gets more mad about something ridiculous than you've gotten mad about anything in your entire life.
That he's got some Jordan-esque skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a bit of a throwback to earlier this week. On many layers, but I'll just go here. If you've ever had chicken in a can, you need to clean it up. For those of you who have been, no, it's good. It's moist. You got to try. No. No. And I don't want to go any further than that because I don't need any tweets or emails or anything coming our way about products coming from a can, but it's disgusting. And clean it up.
was horrifying. The video where you see the gelatin. And
yeah, it's yeah.
Anyway, we'll just leave that alone. Hey, have you wondered where Brett Laurie is, Boom?
Not really.
Well, he's doing things on Twitter a little bit, kicking balls in his backyard, playing little games with himself, shooting crumpled up pieces of paper into paper baskets. But he's stepping it up from that. No, not a return to the majors, but he will host Pringles Ketchup Slippery Slide. A run for the record at the most Canadians to slip down a ketchup slippery slide in 1 hour. Major League Baseball corner infielder, middle infielder, ketchup slide host for a Guinness World Record attempt.
You gotta find work, man. What are you gonna do?
Clean it up, Brett.
What do we got here? The whole catfish thing, for starters.
Well, who are we asking to clean it
up? I'm going everywhere on it. If you are the police in Pittsburgh and some guy brings in a catfish and throws it on the ice and you're going to ding him with 3 criminal charges, using what, an article of crime or whatever it is? Like, what are we talking about?
An instrument of crime.
Yes. It's a fish.
They're just hanging out there in the market. I paid $5. I got an instrument of crime.
So certainly Pittsburgh police clean it up. The Pittsburgh fish mongers that won't sell you fish unless you have ID, I mean, you can clean it up. Like, definitely relax. And see if you go to great lengths to vacuum pack a catfish, stick it down your pants. And we'll hear from dude coming up in a bit. It makes you, you're a good fan. You're a better fan than I am. But literally and figuratively, you're going to have to clean it up.
General Manager of the Ottawa Senators, Pierre Dorion, we don't need the 37,000 excuses why you're not going to win the Cup this year. You had a nice run. I understand informing your fan base about who was hurt, but the over-the-top 17 broken fingers, come on. No need for that. Clean it up.
Terry Fry, clean it up. Sports writer in Denver.
Oh, was this tone deaf?
Just very ignorant. An irresponsible tweet. Yet another guy who's gotten himself fired because of Twitter.
Careful out there.
And Hunter Strickland of the San Francisco Giants. Bryce Harper hit two home runs off of Hunter Strickland going back to 2014. They play each other earlier this week, as you saw, and Strickland puts one right into his hip. Really? From 3 years ago?
It's a while to harbor that, isn't it?
You're still hanging on to it, and you're going to drill them?
Well, the Nationals must have just crushed them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, they beat him.
That's right.
They won the World Series that year?
That's right.
And he's still upset.
Correct. Hunter Strickland, clean it up. That's probably good for
them. Clean it up. Brought to you by Trail Appliances. Don't sweat this summer. Enjoy the cool comforts of a York air conditioner starting at $29.99. Visit Trail Appliances for full details.
Can I tell you about how great the customer service is at Trail?
I've experienced it, but not as much as you.
Bought my new grill, right? Bought my new Napoleon grill.
Mm-hmm.
Something not quite right?
Yep.
New grill showing up today.
Come on.
Yeah.
Probably your fault too, really.
Probably my fault, yeah.
I mean, geez.
Don't worry. We'll be by tomorrow. We'll make this right for you, Mr. Dean. Senior Dean.
Senior Boom Boom.
Senior Boom.
Now, is that called the switcheroo? Is that what that one is? This one in here, that one out there, you didn't even notice. Next thing you know. Well, this is one I don't know.
Yeah. Boomer, what about chicken noodle soup? I can never eat it again because of chicken in the can. It's a good question because I'm totally good with chicken noodle soup.
Well, what's wrong with chicken noodle soup?
Well, they're saying if you can't do
it's
chicken in a can.
Just a little diced up piece of chicken. We can all deal with that. It's the whole bloody chicken that freaks everyone out.
Instead of chicken in a can, search up balut. That's the thing that...
balut?
Balu. Warner's talked about it all the time. And it's absolutely gross.
Is it in your 12 Days of Christmas song? Or
No. Stop it. Hey, did you know coming up, I want to talk about an event coming up next week that I'm going to be a part of. Want to pump the tires for that.
All
this
right.
Morning, Jays and Reds. Right?
Yeah, 10:30 first pitch. Mike Bolsinger, probably the last time you're going to have to see him, hopefully for the rest of the season if you're a Jays fan. And that's, he's been okay, but not going to be a Liriano, Hap quality start, and they've outscored Cincinnati 23-6. So, break out the brooms, boys. Let
there
go.
You go. So that's coming up. We will air that game for you starting at 10.
A little pregame for you.
Yeah.
Also, expect off days for Russell Martin, at least from catching, maybe put him at third. Josh Donaldson and Troy Tulowitzki. They want to use those guys all four games against the Yankees, and the day game after a night game is where Gibby's wanting to get some of these vets some time off.
That's smart.
No, if they beat the Yankees, it's smart. Come on.
Very smart.
It's Gibby. Don't be fooled by the southern drawl. He's a sharp cat.
Gardner drills one to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the high scoreboard wall. So Gardner hits his second home run of the game. And boy, did he put a charge into that.
That's unnecessary.
It's a Gardy party. Gardner plants one. And the right field seats. His second home run of the game. And the Yankees have a 6-0 lead.
Just smack.
This was
smack.
We'll be right back. We'll have the morning after three stars and the catfish villain. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.